And this is New England Public Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. Our spring music series concludes with a multimedia project by saxophonist Felipe Salas on a subject very much in the news. His latest work is called The New Immigrant Experience. Funded by a Guggenheim Fellowship, it's inspired by conversations he videotaped with people who were brought to this country as children and are currently protected from deportation under DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Salas emigrated from Brazil in the mid-90s and became a U.S. citizen 10 years ago. He says he wanted to explore the similarities, if any, between his immigrant experience and the so-called Dreamers.
What does that mean in terms of your identity, you know, your cultural identity? How do you feel? Do you feel one thing, the other, both? Sometimes I feel both. Sometimes I feel neither. It's a very strange situation to be because sometimes you feel like you're an insider in two clubs, and sometimes you feel like you're a member of neither one.
Salas, who teaches music at UMass Amherst, says he was inspired to write the project partly by meeting Teresa Lee, a pianist and now wife of a musician friend, several years ago. Her complex immigration status led Illinois Senator Dick Durbin to first introduce the DREAM Act back in 2001. The work, which features his 18-piece Interconnections Ensemble, premiered earlier this spring in Amherst and New York City.
My mom and dad were born in the generation after the ceasefire of the Korean War in 1953, and they remember living in shacks in the capital city of Seoul.
The way I learned about Teresa's story, I wanted to have those people go on camera and tell me their story, talk about growing up here, their identity, their struggles, their family history, whatever it is that they felt was important to them. And then I would write music based on those interviews. Each movement of the suite, there's an introduction, and there's a coda, and there's 9 major movements. Each movement is based on an interview. And when you listen to the music, there's excerpts of those interviews that are going to be projected in the background. They informed the music and the way I actually emotionally process their story. There's also other things such as the speech patterns, the way people talk, the way the rhythm or the melody that I heard within their speech or the things they said. Sometimes I turn specific words or specific ideas into melodic or harmonic motifs. And so I try to create sort of a musical interpretation of their story.
One example of this is a movement featuring the voice of Joana Costa, who was born in Portugal.
To miss something can be said in English. You know, you see the father I'm missing, I miss you. But there isn't a word, there isn't a noun to describe the verb.
Most of the interviews were done in English because people felt more comfortable telling their story in English. But the way their stories are and their culture relate a lot to their original language, their dialects, their accents, and things like that. So sometimes people switch halfway through a sentence. Not very often, but sometimes they just can't find the words in English and they'll turn into Spanish or Portuguese or whatever language they speak, because there's not just Spanish and Portuguese. There's a lot of different people that you might not even think who are dreamers, you know?
Like?
I met this woman who was born in Dubai. There's also a young woman who was born in Portugal. You don't think about dreamers coming from Europe, necessarily. I was kind of surprised. That process of finding the people who would be willing to tell their story was a little more complicated than I thought it would be.
Did the fact that you are also an immigrant help or hinder?
I'm not sure if it actually helped. I think some people are comfortable and some people are afraid. I had people cancel on me because their family didn't feel comfortable with them doing this. And then I had somebody who said to me, this was the best thing I did. It was like therapy that I needed to do, and I was so afraid of talking about my story. I was just glad I found the people I found, and I was honored that they wanted to talk to me and tell me their stories, which takes a lot of effort, you know? It's very personal and it's very emotionally charged. I think we cried, you know, pretty much in almost every interview because people's struggled a lot. You know, it's not an easy place to be, and makes you have a lot of perspective. And I was very lucky to be able to be here as an immigrant who never had to go through that kind of situation.
It's just very different being
My music's always been about a conversation about something that made me think about the world and about music most of the time. But this time around, I wanted to bring that conversation to something that is very important at this point in time in our society, you know, which is the understanding that we need to talk to each other and we need to understand each other as individuals, as human beings, and we need to stop putting each other in boxes and judging people without knowing who they are. And I say that in both sides of the aisle. My idea here is like show the world that we're all very similar. We all have struggles, we all have fears, and as a jazz musician, as a musician in general, we're a kind of artist that unless you're like a songwriter, a pop musician, I don't think I've ever felt like I could really contribute to that conversation until maybe this project.
Felipe Salas says he plans to spend the summer finishing editing the music and video project so they can each stand on their own. He says he hopes to have the New Immigrant Experience released in early 2020. You're listening to New England Public Radio.